Hello to anyone that is listening. So today's episode is going to be about, I guess, postpartum blues. So where do I start? Okay, so you could probably hear it in my voice. I'm just having a rough time today. Pretty much, I'm going to be using this to vent. So here it is. So after giving birth, I had a really, really rough time in terms of like sleep deprivation and just like being frustrated by like a lot. But I was just frustrated and overwhelmed. And I don't know if I would say I was sad necessarily. I was just frustrated and overwhelmed. Right now, 2 months in, I'm getting kind of sad. And I think that has a lot to do with just separation anxiety, and I'm still overwhelmed and I'm still frustrated, but there definitely is a mixture of sadness this time around. This is kind of hard to talk about, but I know that I'm not the only one that is experiencing this or has experienced this. Pretty much, So from the beginning, I struggled with the thought of having to return to work. Now, my case is going to be different than a lot of people's cases, and my reaction is going to be different than everyone else's, but I personally work at a preschool, so I am able to bring my daughter with me to work for free, because there is a daycare there, and I have worked there for 2 years. They allow you to bring your child in for free. So I'm lucky enough where I have that option. Now, I know that that would be an amazing option for other people, and they would be more than happy to go back to work, or more than okay to go back to work, especially knowing that their child is there. But for me, it's such a hard thought to fathom. Just leaving her with anyone else, it stresses me out. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I know that I'm not the only one that has separation anxiety and has to deal with this, but it is just so hard for me, and I suffer from anxiety already, so this just makes it 10 times worse. I'm getting the overwhelmed feelings again. I'm getting frustrated again with just a lot. And it's very hard. So ideally, I would love to be able to stay home and take care of my daughter myself. But financially, that is not realistic. And I'm sure that that's the problem with lots of people. I'm sure a lot of mothers would just love to be able to stay at home with their newborns or their children in general, but financially, you know, it would be a burden on the family. So that's currently my issue right now, and it sucks. My maternity leave or my disability is over because I had natural birth, so I had 6 weeks. Everything healed perfectly. Everything went by super smoothly, so I was cleared by my doctor to return to work. But I did file an extension for family leave, and I honestly am not sure how long they're giving me for that. I logged into the website, and the return date wasn't submitted, I guess, or I don't know, but there's no return date when I have to go back to work exactly. I don't really want to call them and ask because I'm not going to push the issue, but I know that I'm going to have to return to work soon. And it hurts. Just today, I got a call from my boss at work. They have no idea what's going on. I really don't have any idea of what's going on. And they just want to be in on the loop. They called to see when I would be returning and what I'm going to do with the baby, if I'm going to bring her in or whatever my plans are. And I am honestly not sure. I do not know what I'm going to do. I don't know when I have to return. So I don't even want to call back. I'm dreading having to communicate with anyone about this. I'm really, really struggling. I'm just trying to figure out what other people do. How long did anyone else take off of work? How long were you able to stay home with your child? Did you struggle immensely when you had to go back to work and leave your child? It's a struggle for me to have to leave her for like 1 to 2 hours, so I couldn't even imagine having to leave her for an entire work shift. Man, it's just so hard. This is me just trying to vent because I don't want to keep crying. I don't want to keep throwing these vibes off on her. My chest is sore. My heart hurts. I'm just trying to breathe and stay positive through this, but I'm really hurting and I'm really stressed out and I really have extremely bad anxiety about this. Hopefully, one day in the future, I'll come out with an episode about how I overcame this and how everything went by completely fine and smoothly. But right now I'm struggling. This is the reality of my current situation. And it would be awesome if I could get any advice on how this was dealt with by other new moms and how you dealt with it, how you overcame it. And I don't know, I just need support, I guess. So feel free to let me know if you want to comment under any Instagram posts that I have, or just DM me privately about your situation. Feel free to do that, please, because I need any support and any advice that I can get. My Instagram is itsxamazing616. That is ITS, X as in X-ray, amazing, 616. So go ahead and feel free to contact me there and just give me any type of advice or support. My next episode should be a lot more uplifting, I guess. Hopefully, I will be in a much more positive state of mind and just a much more positive place. Because right now it's a struggle, and this is just the reality of it. And this is something that I know that a lot of moms have to go through, and it just sucks. So, if you want to support me in my podcast, go ahead and follow, and I will be back with another episode.